Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Free Beer and Hot Wings report. Free Beer, Hot Wings, Steve, Kelly, Maitland, and Tommy.
And now I know we have some stuff, Free Beer, on the report, but I'd like to add something to the report if I can, and it's on my Instagram stories right now.
Okay.
Yeah, just shared it to our social media.
And Steve, if you want to bring it up so that everyone can see
sure,
it.
Sure, stand by.
It's okay. Some of the most important breaking news that's ever happened in America.
Okay.
By any chance, did this happen in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Okay. That explains, because I was going to have a question for you. During the commercial break, I went to the bathroom, and as I passed by one bathroom, I heard what sounded like a newsman doing a breaking news report.
Well, Steve,
and it was your voice.
It was a newsman doing a breaking news report.
Okay.
That newsman
is disgusting.
Me. No. I only labeled it warning gross.
Oh, okay. God. Okay. All right. So there you are.
I really enjoy the graphics work.
Breaking news from the bagno.
Does that mean bathroom?
You gotta turn it up at the top.
Does bagno mean bathroom?
One of the most disgusting thing is I have ever discovered in my entire life. And I've worked with a lot of miscreants over the course of a lot of years. Bad enough when somebody just really goes to town and doesn't take care of things. Even worse when you realize the explosion went there.
I'm going to just pretend like they were eating a Snickers or something.
So far away from the bowl. What does this
mean? Was that in the middle of a dry heave, it looked like?
Yeah.
It looked like you're going,
it's so gross. I mean, so somebody had the explosive power to not only get it on the back wall of the toilet bowl, which is not really that easy to do, also under the seat. And on the wall.
How did it get out?
And that wasn't like a little like drop. That was a dollop that flew
of daisy
18 inches away on the side of the wall.
And who knows? It may
know.
Have still been going up when it hit the wall. It could have had a greater distance and was stopped by, you know.
I don't know. How do you have movements like that and be so unaware of what's happened, or like the fact that you don't notice your feces on the wall?
Dude, we need to get
you
a ballistics expert.
You don't notice that it didn't flush? Come on.
I mean, I just don't understand, too, because most of the time when you flush, you're looking back at what you've created. Right. And how do you not see it on the wall? I mean, I love the lady who cleans here in the afternoon. And the fact that she's got to wipe down your dirty butt stuff. Come on.
I think it's barely, but more acceptable to have missed it on the wall because that's not a place you would readily look.
But if you were having explosions like that coming out of your butt.
The chocolate dollop on a mostly white wall does stand out quite clearly. I said barely.
Yeah.
But not flushing the toilet.
No.
That, like, you know that's your job.
No. And yeah, if you have just a normal movement that is without excitement or tragedy, yeah, you might not realize something got on the wall because you go, gosh, it was just normal. Like, everything was fine. But when it goes, boom, which is what it would have to do, like the biggest firework on the 4th of July, surely you look around.
They're walking around with butt fudge all over their back.
It's on their back. It's got to be.
It can't be on the wall and not be on them somewhere.
Because how did it escape? Like, that had to be like a full lean forward.
All right, everybody, turn around. I hadn't used the bathroom yet here.
Let's see
who's got butt fudge on their back.
We need a ballistics expert to come in and tell us like how fast that had to hit the wall and the angles that it came from, and then measure everybody to see whose butt most matches.
As I turned around, this is what was going through my brain. I haven't used the bathroom here. It wasn't me, but I'll bet I sat in chocolate and I get blamed for it.
Oh. I mean, it's not impossible.
Turn around.
I did. But if it's there, you missed it.
I do. There's a part of me that wants to parade the other three people who are in the building right now and go, one of you is responsible for this.
But it could have been from last night.
Nah, it's not a chance.
Why
it
not?
It could also be our new
it
guy,
was
Tommy.
Too glistening.
Tommy, was this you? Is this your doing?
Tommy, did you drop a glistening morning deuce?
Well, this is a very unexpected conversation I'd be having today.
Which day did you have it in the planner for? Because I would say pencil it in for most days.
It's usually week four. But.
Yeah, fair enough. I am rocking some Pepto-Bismol. Don't think I blew up on the wall. That'd be pretty crazy.
Well, how's your flushing technique? Sporadic?
Always rocking the three little drops on the toilet.
Oh, because you go for the big flush, not the little one?
Yeah. You have strange freckles on your back right now? I can't explain.
No.
Time to play mole, chocolate, or poop.
That's weird. I got this smelly freckle.
This doesn't taste like cancer, but it ain't chocolate.
Oh, I can wipe that right off myself.
Awful.
Well, good luck with that Pepto problem.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's pretty much a confession.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Did you?
It's not a denial, but now you've got me really questioning if it was me. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Go and see if you're polka dotted in the back end.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be back in like 5 minutes.
Go check yourself.
Yeah, before you wreck yourself.
Yeah. You already did.
Oh, how was your day at work, Tommy? Well, my coworkers made me go and check to see if I had feces on my back. So that's good.
Yeah, they told America I needed a splatter test.
Yeah, do you look like a Rorschach? You look a Pollock? Go find out.
A few moments later.
Tommy has been cleared of all charges.
Has he, though?
Well, he did his own investigation.
I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
That's like if I was, you know, accused of murder.
Yeah, what are you, the government?
Said, no, I checked into it. It turns out I didn't do it.
Yeah. It's true or false?
Yeah.
Tommy went into the bathroom and washed the wall for fear of guilt.
True.
True. True. Yeah.
End of investigation.
Yeah.
Does that sound like an innocent person?
No. You guys are welcome to go look yourselves.
Well, I believe it's gone. Mm-hmm. I also believe Hot Wings that it was there. The question is, who cleaned it?
The guilty one. The new one. I'm sorry. I'm just really coming after you.
It was very important for Tommy to clear his name during the commercial break. And we all said, good for you. We didn't think it was you. Really. And now here we are telling everybody again.
Yeah,
maybe it is.
Went number two on the wall and left it until he got caught.
And then touched it to test its firmness.
Whoa. Yeah. Don't word it like that.
Said,
I did not
that was way harder than if I had made it.
Yes.
Exactly.
He went into the bathroom and blew on the wall until it dried out.
And then he's like, look, I can barely get it out of my nails.
I can't believe we hired such a gross person.
Again. That's three out of four.
One after the other.
I thought I was going to clear my name, but I've only dug myself deeper here.
Yeah, you did.
I sent a promo to Steve for later, and I labeled it Tommy's poop freckle.
No!
I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
I've just edited it so perfectly.
That's on your permanent record now.
Forever.
Yeah, my first highlight is of talking about my potential wall poo. That's really one of the
most. I was just as shocked as Maitland was when you said you touched it, though. That really threw me off.
I did not. How did you
get it off there? Make a wish?
No, I got a wet the paper towel and I went to dab it.
You damped a paper towel?
No. Is this getting worse? Poo? I thought that would be better.
Did you flush it?
Did I? Yes.
You flushed a paper towel?
No, I didn't flush the paper towel.
You treated that turdlet like a stink bug you find inside in the middle of winter.
I didn't
wet
say.
The paper towel and then throw it in the toilet as fast as you can.
This is exactly what cops do when they put a bright light on someone.
Oh, my God, you did that! No! Yeah, I mean, no! They get a false confession. You're basically Brendan Dassey right now.
I just want to be alone in a cell.
He just wants to
go to SummerSlam.
What SummerSlam? It's funny because he's really in prison.
No, he is. After all those appeals.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's supposed to be there. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't tell.
He should have wiped the wall.
Yeah, he should have dampened that paper towel.
Well, anyway, Tommy, welcome.
Yeah, no kidding. I was going to say, I have nothing else to say. Just making it worse for myself.
A lot of people want you to have a last name because we'll reference our local program director, also named Tommy, from time to time. And he's just Tommy because he was first. So like Tommy Waldrop. That's not bad name.
This could be Tommy Poop Hands.
Yeah.
Tommy Poop Hands.
Or just Tommy Poopers.
Yeah.
Tommy Dollop. Tommy Dollop.
Oh, no, dude.
I mean, you got until the end of this segment to come up with something we like better. Good luck.
Oh, thanks.
There's a podcast called The Dollop. Otherwise, I would say, well, we could go right for that.
Yeah.
I like Tommy Dollop.
Tommy Dollop. TD. Does it stand for touchdown? No, funny story.
No,
it's from his first week when he pooped on the wall.
And then he just flicked it off.
Oh,
like
my God.
He's picking nits.
A correction, second week.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, long enough that he should have had the training about where poop goes.
Sorry, Tommy, I want to make sure we got our facts straight here.
Yeah, but we don't want to be erroneous on anything. So anyway, Tommy just started, and he's in charge of screening phone calls and writing and... Mm-hmm. Hooping on the walls.
Yep. Yep. There
this
it
could
is.
Make a good blog. I'd click on that.
Would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I the a-hole? I splattered on the wall at work in my second week.
No. Yeah.
Blog, more like a log.
Yeah.
But what you could do, Tommy, is sign it from Hot Wings and flip the script, and then the whole internet will think it was him.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. It's actually a self-report by Hot Wings, but it's been pinned on me. He's just sitting there in glory right now. Yeah. He's like, haha.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, whoever denied it supplied it. Whoever smelt it dealt it.
Mm. Yeah, did you smell it?
Oh, yeah, you have
well,
to.
You dealt it.
You can't not. So. You can't smell it without the, you know, when you're tasting it.
The science, my
tasting,
children.
So maybe you, maybe, yeah. Maybe, yeah, hold on a minute.
It is always Hot Wings who comes back with wild accusations of bathroom trashiness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the most judgmental, and I hate everyone who does that.
Or maybe that is your long con.
And you so often smell like splatter.
Well, that's... True.
You know, Hot Wings actually.
Kelly will be like,
here, there is a little bit of something on your back.
Yeah. Hot Wings has splatter batter today.
Yeah. I, you know, if it were me, I would claim it. But I've been having difficult ones lately. So I think I need more fire.
Really? Have you been pushing pretty hard?
No.
Enough to fire a rogue firework at the wall? Yeah.
No, I let him fall out at will. I don't force. I don't want to give
him.
Yeah, I don't want to give.
Just open up like an upside down coffee can.
I've
you
already
don't push?
I've already had two hernias. I don't need a prolapse too.
Alex took 3 years of Lamaze to get the poop out without it hurting.
Yeah, you just learn to breathe nice. Put yourself in mindfulness and
breathe.
You throw your hands up too like this.
And then it just yeah, you just got to relieve. You got to
like
relax.
When you got to cough as a child.
Yeah, exactly.
You just got to relax.
Open those tubes up.
Absolutely.
Mm. Well, we wish everybody the best of luck with their wall smashing. Tommy, thanks for cleaning up after yourself.
Come on.
Tommy's like, it's still not over.
Yeah, so how many minutes have we spent talking about this now?
You'd be shocked how long we can beat a dead horse.
Yeah. Yeah,
no Tommy kidding. Dollop, question. That sounds really good.
Mm-hmm.
It really works. Mm. This is another name that a listener from Michigan's Upper Peninsula suggests. Actually, there's a lot of them rolling in.
Yeah.
Spackle Gun Tommy.
Yep, great.
Tommy Wallenbach. That sounds... Tommy Wallblocker, serving fine American feces to the walls since the beginning of the year. Yeah. Tommy Freckles, Turd Cobain.
Turd Cobain's a good one.
Well, that's it.
Tommy Picasso. Middle name.
Turd Cobain.
No, we don't need any after Turd Cobain. Oh, my God.
Free beer, Hot Wings.
No, don't do it.
Big Steve, Loose Kelly, Rat Faith, Bath Fawcett.
Turd Cobain.
Turd Cobain.
Turd Cobain.
Oh.
Yeah, these names aren't stupid.
This is my villain arc right here.
This is certainly the origin story.
Yeah,
this is how it starts. Same thing happened to the Riddler.
Starts with the turds all over town.
Right?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Look what you made me do.
I'm not the villain you wanted. No, thank you, turd.
No, don't mention it.
Literally, please don't mention it.
Yeah.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.